God, you're beautiful. Why are we fighting this? You know you want it to happen as much as I do. I want you. I need you. Let me make love to you.
Now, I don't want to stand in the way of true love or anything, but I think a cantaloupe might hurt less.
Oh, I'm rehearsing my lines. They're giving me a big romantic story on Days of Our Lives. It's the first time my character's gotten one. I'm so nervous. You know, I really want it to be good.
Wow. I haven't seen you this worked up since you did that dog food commercial and you thought you were going to be with a real talking dog.
Yeah, that was a disappointment. Ooh, hey. You want to come down to the set and tell me if I'm doing okay?
Are you serious?
Yeah. You just have to promise not to get yourself thrown out again.
That was an honest mistake.
Right. Oh, my God, is this the men's room? Oh, I feel so foolish. Have you always known you wanted to be an actor?
Yeah, that was an awesome day. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. So, do you guys want to come and eat dinner at the restaurant sometime in the next few weeks?
Oh, sure.
Love to. Yeah.
Well, you can't. We're booked solid for the next month.
Well, I can't give you a massage because my license has been revoked again.
Phoebe, what happened?
Well, it was an accident. You know, it's a lot of oil, and sometimes the hand just slips.
So the restaurant's doing well, you say?
It is so great. There are people lining up in the street to taste my food. Next Saturday, there's a waiting list of 50 people.
I know how that feels. Last semester, I had two students who wanted to take my 1 o'clock class, but it was full. So they had to take my 5 o'clock. That's not the same.
Have I got a surprise for you? Pack your bags.
Oh, no. You guys aren't supposed to get divorced for 7 years.
What? No, I'm taking Monica to a romantic inn in Vermont.
Oh, good. Okay, good for you. Trying to recapture the magic.
So what do you say? Can you get out of work?
Oh, honey, I can't. I was just telling these guys that things are crazy at the restaurant.
You really that busy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really am.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just try and reschedule. Hi, this is Chandler Bing. I made a reservation there, and I need to change it. Well, what do you mean it's non-refundable? Well, can I just come some other time? Well, can't you make an exception?
Tell them I'm a chef at a big New York restaurant. And tell them that in 2 weeks, I will once again be a masseuse in good standing.
Look, this is ridiculous. I'm not paying for that room, okay? Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to Vermont.
Oh, don't worry about it. Just use your travel insurance.
I don't have travel insurance.
Well, this is what happens when people live on the edge.
Honey, what are you going to do?
I'll go.
Okay, I'll pick you up at 10.
I'll go with you? Oh, I can't go.
Why don't you take Ross? Well,
don't you think that'll be a little weird? I mean, two guys in a romantic inn?
No, not if the room has two beds.
I guess. Still seems a little... Moonlight boat ride?
Hey, Joey, is this the bed where Olivia lost her virginity?
I don't know, but one of the extras sure did. Hey, listen, Mitch.
Yeah?
Thanks again for coming down to watch my scenes.
Oh, please, honey. Just the fact that you want me here to support you. Oh, my God. Is that Christian Saunders? He is so gorgeous.
Also, so gay.
Well, in my head, he's done some pretty not gay stuff.
Well, at the Christmas party, him and Santa did some definitely gay stuff.
Joey, we're ready for you.
Oh.
Okay. All right, wish me luck.
Okay, well, not that you need it, but good God! Is that Chase Lassiter? Oh, now he's straight, right?
H, I gotta say, if you weren't here wondering if these guys were gay, I don't know if I could do this.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry, good luck.
On a bell, please. Quietly. And action!
Drake, what are you doing here?
Stopping you from marrying the wrong man and making the biggest mistake of your life?
Get out.
You don't love him.
What do you know about love?
I know what I felt that night when we kissed under the bridge.
That kiss never happened.
Well, what about this one?
No, I told you to get out.
Fine. I'll go. But let me ask you one question.
You look real familiar, have we?
She's asking her a question.
Can you really live the rest of your life never knowing what we could have been?
I don't have a choice.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm the one who doesn't have a choice because I can't stop loving you.
Don't say that.
Tell me to stop. Just tell me to stop.
Cut!
No!
Or cut. You know, that's your call.
Everything was delicious.
Thank you.
It was. The duck in particular was superb.
Thank you. You haven't said anything.
Actually, I do have one small complaint.
Oh, well, please. I welcome criticism.
The musician right outside the restaurant, it's kind of a mood killer.
What musician?
And there's a country called Argentina. It's a place I've never seen. But I'm told for 50 pesos, you could buy a human spleen. Human spleen.
Ole! What are you doing here?
Well, you said you had customers lined up in the street, so I'm here to entertain.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it really has been great, too. You know, some of these people must have seen me play before because they were requesting a bunch of my songs. Yeah, You Suck and, Shut Up and Go Home.
Listen, Phoebe?
Yeah?
You know how much I love listening to your music, you know, but...
But what?
This is kind of a classy place.
Okay, say no more.
It wasn't just that she was fat. The woman smelled like garbage. Everyone! It wasn't just that she was fat. The woman smelled like garbage.
Classy, huh?
Hi, Chandler Bing. I have a reservation.
Welcome to the Chestnut Inn, Mr. Bing. So where are you joining us from?
New York. The Big Apple! I'm sorry, he's a little bit wound up. We had to stop at every maple candy stand on the way here.
I ate all my gifts for everybody.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bing. There's no record of your reservation in the computer.
Well, that's impossible. Can you check again, please?
Check again, please.
I'm sorry, it's not here.
Not there?
Let me get this straight. I called yesterday to try to cancel my reservation, was told it's not refundable. Then we drove 6 hours all the way up here, and now you're telling me that we don't have a reservation?
I don't know what to say.
She doesn't know what to say.
Just give us the cheapest room you have.
Well, unfortunately, the only thing we have available is our deluxe suite. The rate is $600.
That's insane.
It is totally insane. Dude, let's drive home. We'll hit all the maple candy stores on the way back, and if they're closed, then maybe we'll tap a tree and make some ourselves.
Does that room have a closet I can lock him in? We'll take it.
Great.
They're totally ripping us off. $300 each?
Each? I'm your date.
So, I pay for everything and have no sex. Life before Monica.
Dude, don't worry about it. I know how we can make your money back. This is a nice hotel, you know, plenty of amenities. We just load up on those, like those apples. Instead of taking one, I take six.
Great. At $100 an apple, we're there.
Come on, you get the idea. You know, we'll make our money back in no time.
Dude, you're shaking.
I think it's the sugar. Could you hold the apple? Hey.
Joey, I gotta tell you, I have been thinking all day about that scene you did. I mean, you were amazing.
Oh, you know, the writing was good, you know, and the director's good, and my co-star's good. Mm-hmm. But they're not as good as me!
Come on, you have to tell me what happens tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'm just going over the script now. Do you want to read lines with me?
Me? Oh, I'm not an actress.
Oh, well, all right, I can ask Monica.
No, screw her! That part is mine!
Right. Okay, so, So just from the top of the page right here.
Okay. Hello, Drake. I'm surprised to see you here.
I can't believe you married him.
Well, what choice did I have? He was keeping my sister in a dungeon.
So what about us? Everything we feel for each other.
It's over. You have to accept that.
How can I? Knowing I'll never hold you in my arms again. Or touch your skin, or feel your lips. Knowing I'll never make love to you. How can I accept that I can never kiss you again when it's all I can do not to kiss you right now?
Kiss me.
What?
Kiss me.
Rach, it doesn't say that.
No, I'm saying.
But.
Just what don't talk. Well, that's new.
Hi, this is Ross Geller in Suite 206. I seem to have forgotten a couple of things. Could you have some complimentary toiletries sent up to my room? Thank you. Okay, toothbrush, toothpaste, razor, mouthwash, deodorant, dental floss, band-aids, shaving cream, aftershave. And I feel like I'm forgetting something. Is there anything else you have that I haven't asked for already? Yeah, go ahead, set up some tampons.
What'd you get?
USA Today.
Nice, put it with the others.
And I also got two more apples.
We're four short of a bushel. God, I feel so alive. I love being in the country.